The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the 4.0 Pod with DJ Non. I'm so excited to have you here with me, where I'm diving into how to keep a 4.0 in the midst of a very busy college life. Balancing the academics and social life of college can be a pretty hefty task. And in this podcast, I'm breaking down how to maintain high grades and just be an overall high achiever at the college level. So please dive in with me in the 4.0 Pod. Welcome to another episode of the 4.0 Pod. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, thank you so much for taking some time and tuning into today's episode. In today's episode, I will be talking about the topic or idea of what is your best. Because I feel like for students in college, we're talking grades, you have to give your best and you have to put in some level of effort. And that can range, and that's a spectrum for many different people. So I'm talking about the concept of what is your best? What is your best effort? What does that look like? And what can really happen for you if you do put your best foot forward in everything you do? So to get started first, I wanted to take things back, because with this podcast and with this space, I want to share things that have worked for me that have directly translated to achieving those grades, achieving that 4.0, which I've done for many years. So first and foremost, identifying what your best effort looks like. So I feel like most people, they know when they're trying hard and they know when they're really giving it everything that they have. And most of the time, I feel like we can admit that we're not giving our best effort. And I feel like that's like the first thing that we can do to really, it's like the accountability factor, just owning the fact that I'm not doing as good as I could be. And I feel like as soon as you accept accountability and take ownership that you could be doing more and that you could be doing better, I think you're going to be set for much better down the road. So in order to identify what is your best effort, I think you first need to assess where you are now. So what kind of effort and what kind of work ethic are you with at this current moment? And once you've evaluated that, then you can start to see what that quote unquote best effort really even looks like. So first step is going to be identifying where you are currently in that moment. I think the second step, like I said, the accountability factor. So if there are some shortcomings or some places where you feel like you're not doing as good, admit those. I think own up to them. I feel like that's the best thing that we can do as people, is take ownership and accountability of our mistakes. Because if we can't do that, then there's no way we'll ever get to our best, and there's no way that we'll ever truly be able to reach that level of success and whatever it is that we're doing without accountability. And you know, that can be, you know, found across the board. I mean, lots of people, you know, successful people talk about how important accountability is. And I think that's at the root of what your best effort is, because you can't find your best effort if you're not accountable. So once you've found that, you've taken accountability, I think you're going to be more aware of the kind of efforts that you're putting in on the day to day. So I think, so pick a class. So in your mind, we'll kind of workshop this out in this episode. So kind of take a class in the back of your mind. And for me, we'll talk corporate finance, for example. I'm taking corporate finance this semester, and I can evaluate what my best effort of corporate finance would be. And I know what it is. It would, when I'm in class, I am 100% paying attention. I have my notepad out. I have my calculator. I'm talking to classmates and checking, making sure my work is correct. I'm super dialed in. In addition to that, all my homework is completed on time to class. If I have any questions, my hands in the air, I'm talking to them. I'm talking to my professor. If I have any questions, I'm going to office hours. I'm exhausting all of my resources and just giving my, and truly I'll be able to see it, because whether I do good on a homework, whether I do bad on a test, knowing that I put my absolutely to my best, I don't think you can really fail. So knowing that I did my best, usually for me, I found that in my life experience, that is a direct correlation to success in the classroom. And sometimes if you do your best, you still might fall short of that 4.0 or that the high grades or that feeling and that achievement. And that can be okay as long as you truly, truly gave your best effort. And that again comes back to, what does your best effort look like? And if I'm to put this into a one word or a one sentence answer, is what is your best? I believe that we know inside our gut and our intuition deep down, whether we're super conscious about it or not, we know that we've exhausted all of our options and we know in their shortcomings. So it really comes down to being honest with ourselves. And if there's no honesty with ourselves, then there's not a fair evaluation and reflection of the work. So, you know, taking it back to my corporate finance class, for example, I know that I put my best effort in going into exam one because I studied super hard with the study group, Alex and Diego, who are in my corporate finance class. And we studied for hours. It was actually the night before, but you know, that's not to excuse the other work that had been done earlier in the year, but we had a big study session and we felt super confident going in. And I knew that I was going to be okay with the results of that exam either way, whether or not, because of how much time we had put in the day before. So I think knowing that was really rewarding. And, you know, who would have known I ended up getting a 88 or 89, I believe, which I was pleasantly surprised with, because that was number one with a curved grade, and number two, a lot of, you know, it was a tough exam, so a lot of people in class studied. But the reason why I tell that story is because that was my best effort. I gave that exam my 100% attention, and it translated to a good grade, which I can, you know, put my name on and be proud about. So walking away from that exam, or as I, you know, turn the chapter on this corporate finance class, knowing that I left everything on the table is the most important factor. And I feel like that's why I know that I've done my best when I don't mind what the outcome is. So I feel like that's like a take home. That's like one of a big take home message is, no matter what the result is, no matter what the outcome is, being okay with it. Just knowing that it's so corny, it's so cliche. And for me, I've been hearing it since I was a little kid, but really starting to internalize is, it's okay no matter what you do, as long as you do your best. And it's funny that that's such a common saying that I've honestly grown up hearing, and it's been such a, you know, in sports, you know, I remember soccer games, my soccer coach would tell me, you know, go out there and do your best. Or in basketball, guys, give me your best effort. And that's all anybody ever wants. They want to see your best effort, because why give anybody anything other than your best? I feel like having that level of pride in yourself and your work, which I've talked about in a previous episode as well, is of the utmost importance. So having that level of, you know, security in your work, no matter what, is something that nobody can take away from you. I feel like the fact that nobody can take away that the hours that you put in, the questions that you asked, the notes you took down, the hours you put in, number one, you're not necessarily going to get that time back. And number two, no one can take it from you, because it's the internal work that you've done. And I feel like that's the difference in knowing what your best is it's internal. I feel like giving your all in something is an internal process that only you really know. So nobody can tell you that you're doing your best or not. It's really on you to evaluate and assess that. And that does require, you know, it's a little bit of a nuanced concept, because it does require, you know, reflection and asking yourself those deep questions and trying to solve that. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, nothing does. And I think that's what is okay. You know, if you know, people that are listening, you guys listening right now, I'm talking to you directly. If you're looking for success in the classroom, you're looking for success in your life, in your work, in your sports, whatever it is, it's going to have to come from the inside. Just knowing that nobody's going to hold your hand and take you all the way to the end goal. No one's going to be checking on you and making sure you do everything. And that's not going to happen in the real world. Once you start stepping out and doing things on your own, it all comes from within. I feel like we have so much power as human beings on our inner self and who we are that anything is possible. We can get anything done that we want, and giving that best effort and leaving everything you have on the table, you can't possibly be mad at that because there was nothing else left for you to give. I think the worst feeling is on the other side of the coin. And that other side of the coin is knowing that you could have done more. And I could speak on my side as a student athlete, and it would probably be beneficial. So, I mean, as a student athlete, I mean, I'm playing basketball here at Dominican University, and knowing that when you go into a game, you check in and you play, maybe you play for 2 minutes, but maybe you play for 20 minutes, but the feeling of when you come out of the game, feeling that you didn't give your all and knowing that you could have done something else. You could have had an extra, you know, you could have sprinted a little bit harder. You could have dove on a loose ball. You could have grabbed one more rebound. Effort plays. But take the athletic side out of it, knowing that, say you're in a really hard biology class and there was, you know, two or three office hour classes that you missed. Knowing that you could have gone there, but you chose not to, that feeling is so much worse than going and asking your questions and getting that clarity, because then you know that at least you did it. Like, there was nothing else that you really could have done. All your options were exhausted and there was no other thing that you could do. I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, for me, the feeling of regret and the feeling of that I could have done more is so much harder and so much worse than putting myself through all of the extra work and all the extra grind to really give my 100% potential, my 100% best. So I feel like that again requires some reflection and some looking inward for those of you listening, that which side of that coin are you okay with, knowing that you could have done more? Maybe you are okay with that. Maybe you're okay with settling with that, and that is okay. More power to you if that is who you are and that's how you want to live your life. I'm not here to change your ways. I think I'm just more here trying to provide my insight. If you do want to make that transition and look towards the other side of the coin, which is leaving it all on the floor. So I think comparing and contrasting those two, looking at those two sides of the coin, what do you want to see in your own life, and live it out every day or as many days as you can. Maybe it's this week, I'm going to leave everything on the table this week, see how that feels, and then go next week and just see how it goes, going back to your old ways, and truly evaluate whether you see a difference or not. You know, maybe a week's not enough. Maybe you try a month. Maybe for one whole month, you do everything you can in your classes, with your personal life, with work, your best effort in everything you do, inside and out. You know that you left it on the table, and then go back to whatever your old ways were and just see which one feels better for you, which one feels different. With my experience and my opinion, giving whatever you're doing, your 100%, and giving it all that you have is the most rewarding feeling ever, because whether you fail or whether you succeed, you're still getting better and you're still moving the needle in your life. So, you know, that's just some food for thought in this topic of what is your best, because it does require a lot of reflection and a lot of, you know, internal work and a lot of internal thinking. So I hope that this episode gave you something to think about and something that you can maybe implement. So try to, you know, evaluate your ideas and your thoughts more in terms of your school and your life, and you're going to start to see the differences by just being aware and accepting what is. So the truth is usually right there, and sometimes we run away from it, but by running towards it, confronting it, and accepting it, you're going to find success and you're ultimately going to feel better. So truthfully hope that this episode has helped you in some way. You know, this is absolutely a great piece that you can hopefully take away and implement to your life. Please tap in with Dominican Radio for more episodes. I'll have more coming soon. Thank you so much. I'll be back here next time.